This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal judge in Hawaii has halted the third Trump travel order that barred entry to folks from seven countries. Representative Tom Marino, Republican of Pennsylvania, came under fire after revelations he helped steer legislation making it harder to act against giant drug companies. President Trump declined to express confidence in his pick to lead the Office of National Drug Control Policy, so Marino withdrew his nomination. The plan agreed to by Senator Lamar Alexander, Tennessee Republican, and Senator Patty Murray of Washington, a Democrat, is intended to stabilize health insurance markets under the Affordable Care Act. As one part of the deal, the subsidies would be funded for 2 years, a step that would provide at least short-term certainty to insurers. The subsidies, known as cost-sharing reductions, lower out-of-pocket costs for low-income consumers. President Trump said he backed the plan as a short-term solution. George Soros, who built one of the world's largest fortunes through a series of famous trades, has turned over nearly $18 billion to open society foundations, according to foundation officials, a move that transforms both the philanthropy he founded and the investment firms applying its wealth. U.S. regulators with the SEC sued Rio Tinto PLC and two former top executives over claims they misled investors over the value of Mozambique coal assets obtained in a disastrous acquisition that caused huge losses for the global mining giant. Waiting periods in 17 states for handgun purchasers prevented about 750 gun deaths each year in the United States, new research has found. An estimated 910 gun deaths could also be avoided if those policies were adopted nationwide, according to a study in the Proceeding of the National Academy of Sciences. By 1966, as draft calls increased dramatically, the system of deferments came under intense criticism. In response, President Johnson appointed a commission that confirmed the inequities of the system. In effect, the draft turned the Vietnam War into a working-class war, as historian Christian Appy has labeled it, with disproportionate numbers of the poor and working class sent to Vietnam while everyone else seemed to go off to college. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presented People News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation, Movement, AMFM.